going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Hey, Clay, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. We got another tight end in Chicago. It's a beautiful day.
That'd be your response.
You know, we talked to you yesterday about growing up in Dwight and checking out the motel and going to the only bar in town. This guy's from like a place even smaller, for God's sake. He's from the middle of nowhere, Idaho. And I was laughing when they cut to him and he's got the giant antlers all over the place. And somebody said, well, I wonder what these people do for hobby. You know, obviously big hunting town.
Yeah, no, honestly, looking at that photo, I mean, that is what is Dwight, Illinois. So I respect it. You love it. The kid grew up in the small town life. I know exactly how that is and was successful every step of the way. Former All-State basketball player, former All-State track star, like somebody, you know, David Hall works with every night. So, you know, we got to like this guy.
And he's almost as modest as you. So, Clay, when you look at what could be next for the Bears today with two picks in the second and the third round pick, they have still four in the top 71. What direction do you think they go? And you also have done some studying on the left tackle from Minnesota, who you think the Bears might not be it would be wise if they took a hard look at him.
Oh, that was the first guy I was going to say. Ariante Ursary. He allowed just one sack and one hit on 419 pass-blocking snaps last season. This guy's big. He's one of those maulers. He's a guy that runs a wide zone scheme. Jake Butt told us that he started playing football. He was a basketball player his whole life. And this guy, 6'6", 335, started playing football his sophomore year of high school. So this guy's got some room to grow just with his experience. But when I turned on the film, he might be a little clunky in pass pro, but watch him versus Abdul Carter, the third pick in the right. NFL draft. I turned on that tape. And I couldn't believe what I was seeing. This guy locked out Abdul Carter, didn't have a sack on Ursary. So this guy's got talent. He's big. Ability, he's a mauler in the run game, is great in a wide zone scheme. I think he would be a steal if he's still there at 39.
Yeah, that sounds great. I think we both feel that that you got to, you know, deal with the line of scrimmage. You got to make sure you're winning the right way and you're building the right way. And, you know, they probably also will get a chance to take a running back. Maybe they'll get a running. Maybe they get the third running back off the board, the kid from Ohio State, which would be also another thing they could use.
Yeah, Travion Henderson is interesting. He's got that 4.4 speed. He's explosive. Right. He's a little bit too similar to Swift. And I know Ben Johnson, he's talked about the multiple flavors. He likes to have guys that do different things. So I might think Quinshon Judkins, who isn't quite as dynamic as a Travion Henderson, Caleb Johnson from Iowa, big guy, runs downhill, right. Just a different style runner. The guy I really like is Cam Scatabo. I know he ran the 4.65 at his pro day, but he did have a 40-inch vertical, a 10-foot broad jump. He's explosive. He was the only guy, the second guy in Big 12 history to have 1,500 yards rushing with 500 yards receiving. He can catch. He can run. He breaks tackles. He's got vision. I know Scadabo, some people think, you know, he's kind of a too slow. You know, I don't know. I like the guy.
Is he a third round pick, though?
Yeah, he's not going to the second.
Yeah,
he's a third rounder. He's a third rounder, maybe even a fourth, in my opinion.
Wow. So, Clay, when you look at Mike Green, I know you did a lot of film work on him, and he may, in some people's eyes, be the most natural edge rusher in this draft. He also fell out of the first round for character concerns because of those allegations we have discussed. What's the risk-reward calculus tonight? How does that conversation go if you're on the Bears and he's still on the board?
Man, I'm shocked. I think just maybe some people took him off their draft board because of the off-the-field stuff. And obviously, you get allegations like that, you understand why. But if he's still on the draft board, you did your homework, you think that, hey, this guy, these allegations aren't as serious as maybe they could seem, just watching the film. Strictly off of film, when I watched it, I said he's the second-best pass rusher in this class. This guy is a beast off the edge. I went down to Mobile, Alabama, the Senior Bowl. The first guy, the first person I noticed watching the football game, watching practices, was Mike Green. Very explosive, very quick, an assortment of moves. The guy is just nonstop, plays to the whistle, maybe even past the whistle, to the echo of the whistle. Mike Green is a nasty run defender, too. This guy's not giving up space. He's not the biggest guy. He came in college as a receiver, then he moved to linebacker, and then he moved to edge rusher, but that shows you how athletic he is. He was a wide receiver his first year of college, and now he's this defensive end with so much athletic ability. If he's still on your board, and he's there at 39 or 41, I mean, that's tough to pass up because he's, to me, not that far off from an Abdul Carter-type pass rusher.
I wonder when you start talking about, like, the value of positions, when you get to this point in the draft, you know, we know that they will have their take on who you want and how you line them up, etc. But I'm just curious, when you think about the idea that the tackle position is so difficult to fill, that if there's a safety there, for instance, that might be a need, that might be a better player, but I don't know that the position makes it one that you take over another.
No, you're exactly right. And there are two really good safeties, but how do you grade that versus what you need to tackle? And if Ursary's there, you got to take him. But after Ursary, I mean, there's a long drop off for tackle, and I think maybe you just get a veteran backup, and then you play it for next year at this point, and you hope Braxton Jones stays healthy. But safety-wise, you're exactly right. We got Xavier Watts, the Notre Dame guy. He was he's a ball-hawking safety. He's just a guy that had, what, seven interceptions last year, six interceptions the year before, and just an absolute playmaker. But the guy I really like is Nick Emenwori, and I don't know if he'll last at 39 or 41, but if he's there, an absolute freak athlete, 4.38 the combine, 43-inch vertical, 11.6 broad jump with a 1.49 split. He played middle linebacker in high school, so this guy's a tackling physical machine, but he's also a guy that can cover. I don't know if you guys remember this name, but when I see him, I see Cam Chancellor with better man cover skills. A Cam Chancellor that can cover. He's a guy that can hit. He can do everything you need. He can play the deep safety. He can play up in the box. I'm surprised he's still on the board. If he lasts at 39, 41, Ursary's gone. He's a guy you can take. And like I said, I love Xavier Watts. He was a former wide receiver, plays safety now at Notre Dame. He won All-America honors, the Bronco Nagurski Trophy, 2024, six interceptions. I mean, he's a guy that you can put anywhere back there. And if you're not sold on Brisker staying healthy, one of these two guys would be a great pick for the Bears at safety.
Clay, back to last night. Ian Rappaport tweets this morning, every year there's a player who gets really hot really late and one that teams are scrambling to trade up for. Last night, that player was Michigan tight end Colston Loveland. When the Bears picked him at 10, the calls in the early teens quieted. There wasn't a trade until 25. That is a testament to what people think of Colston Loveland's skills and also how quickly he rose on some people's draft boards. What was your level of surprise, number one, when the Bears chose him, and secondly, learning what we did here, that how many teams valued him?
You know, David, I wasn't surprised, and I know we've talked about this a lot, and I've been saying it. The more I watch these two tight ends, to me, it's something I've been saying. Obviously, the last mock we did at the Big Pro Football Show at the Chicago Sports Network, I had him going to the Bears. Mm. And that's because he fits better in the Bears system. You look at Sam LaPorta, what he was able to do in the Lions offense. The last 2 years, he had 146 catches, 1,615 yards, and 17 touchdowns in 2 years. To me, when you look who fits that spot more, I love Tyler Warren, but he is a big, bulky, hulking tight end that's not as versatile as Loveland. Loveland was in the slot almost 50% of his plays last year,
right?
Similar to Sam LaPorta. This guy is not just a tight end. He's a weapon. And to me, that just fit what Ben Johnson likes to do more, a guy who can split out to slot. You can split out wide. You can put him in the backfield and run wheel routes with this guy. He is an excellent route runner, creates separation. Tyler Warren, he's just a playmaker. You get him the ball in space, he's a demon after the run, yards after catch. But to fit with Cole Kmet, to fit with Durham Smythe, I thought that this guy made more sense. And he is, like Brian Poole alluded to, he's a better blocker than you thought. I first turned on the film, I said, oh, this guy's in the slot so much he doesn't want to block. But when you start to look at him, okay, he's a willing blocker. And that's all you can ask for. Jim Dre used to be a great blocker in college in the NFL when he played. Then obviously Dan Rochard. They're going to turn this guy into a solid blocker. A way to make the same things look different, have a tight end that's versatile. Go out in 12 personnel. Now the defense thinks you're going to be an attached set. Then you got this guy, Colston Loveland, split out in the slot. Then you got him split out wide. They don't know what you're doing. They don't know whether to run base personnel or to run nickel. If you run base and you put a linebacker in Colston Loveland, it's going to be ugly for you. If you run nickel and you put a nickel back on him, he's going to be able to block the crap out of this nickel guy to give you an advantage in the run game. So he is that mismatch guy that I think fit the Bears better than Tyler Warren did.
Great stuff, Clay. Thank you, buddy. Always fun.
Thanks, Clay. See you later.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks.